I accidentally left my ringer on for my phone. I had Shopify on, and oh man, the dings. I was just like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now?
I made my first sale on March 17th, and I was really excited. Wow. And within 2 weeks, I made $37,000 in sales.
The value that I've gotten out of Kibo is now filtered into my other business as well. You know, what I found was the key is just finding and listing products, right? Those are really what make you money.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's going on, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to yet another episode. This is your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal. And today is a very interesting day because this is the first time ever I've got three guests on our podcast, and I am incredibly excited to meet them. I'm going to be very honest. I don't know anything about them. This is a true story. I know they were sent to us by Aiden Booth and Steve Clayton as three individuals, three entrepreneurs who are crushing it in this current economy using e-com. And I purposely did not want to learn about them because I wanted to organically feel what happens and ask them the right questions and empower you to build your seven-figure e-com business in this crazy economy. Now, before we bring them on and ask them to tell their stories and then dig into it, I want them to explain what they've done, how their journey has been, what they've been doing with e-com, and you judge whether you can build your e-com business. Now, before we start there, listen, this book that we released that you can get right now for free, all you have to do is register for the workshop that's coming up really soon, like in a couple of days type of soon from the day this releases. So all you do is go to the URL on the screen. Okay. Now, if you're listening to us on audio, go to anikpodcast.com and the URL is in the show notes. I know I'm going to make you do some work. This book is awesome. Called The New Economy, How to Build a Five-Figure a Day Business, even though the economy, everyone says the economy is collapsing. It's not collapsing. It's changing. It's evolving. We're stuck at home. We're buying things online now. This is the best time to build an e-com business. Coming from me, you know that means a lot. I'm the digital guy. I love publishing stuff, but I am really into e-com right now because it's taken off. We have an amazing free resource for you. Also in the videos below, you got to watch the interview I did with Aiden last week, right? I released it. We go over factual numbers. 80% boom in the e-com world right now. 80%. It's gone up since this whole lockdown stuff started. So this is the time. You want to build a seven-figure business? This is the time to do it using the system that Aiden shared. So the interview for that is below. I had done another interview with Aiden's partner, Steve. That's below in the description as well. That was back in January. So we got lots of amazing content for you. And then again, last time I'm telling you, this book, you got to get this book, okay? Go to the URL, grab it right now. You can have it the second you register for the workshop. And then when you show up for the live workshop, we're giving away free products you can actually use to build your e-com business. It's going to be a lot of fun. And today, the people we're talking to went through the same process and came out flourishing. So make sure you absorb all of this amazing stuff. This whole month I'm devoting to really showing you the new way of building an e-com business in this new economy. So enough of that. Listen, I want to bring on our guests. I want to hear from them. We have Kathy, we have Matt, we have Adam. Thank you, all of you, for being on today and being here on The Fighting Entrepreneur. I think all of you qualify as fighting entrepreneurs, given what you're doing in this current market. So Kathy, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. So what led you to building an e-com business? How's it going and who are you?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here and to share my story. I'm a physical therapist and I've been doing that for 20 years. But the healthcare market is changing, and my husband and I decided that we were going to try to be entrepreneurs and start our own business. So about 2 years ago, we started a website, and it just wasn't going as well. So I just started looking for more and more things because I knew there was something out there that would work and would help our situation, get us out of our old business that we started, start a new business, get me out of healthcare, get me home. I have a 7-year-old son, so I want to be home more. Physical therapy work is very taxing, emotionally and physically draining. So we were just looking for something different. And I was on ClickBank, and this training came up. A physical therapist friend of mine, we were trying to do a funnel through ClickBank, and I saw this training and it just caught my eye, and just something told me that I needed to watch it. And so I did, and I don't know, I just said, I have to do this. This is what I need to do. The other stuff wasn't working for me, and I'm not a salesperson. That was my biggest flaw with the other, and this was online sales, and I didn't have to talk to anybody. Google was doing the sales for me, and so I did all the training. I loved it. I made my first sale on March 17th, and I was really excited. Wow. And within 2 weeks, I made $37,000 in sales, and it blew me away. And also overwhelmed me completely, because I was still working as a full-time physical therapist and running a website. So basically, we shut down the other website and said, this is what we are going to do, 100% all in. So, you know, it's now the middle of May. It's been 2 months. I'm at $89,000 in sales and hoping to get to $100,000 by the next month and expand the business, because it works and we're making a killing and it's really fun too. I really like it. I love finding products that work. I love watching them sell. I love watching Google and seeing what's going on, where my sales are coming from. It's just been really fun to do it. And my husband and I are very excited, and it just really works. And you need to listen to this training, because it potentially could change your life. It's definitely changed ours.
That's amazing. Well, first of all, congratulations. That is so powerful. And you did it right. I want everyone to note the dates. Early March. This is we were in pandemic mode. I mean, and most of your sales have come during this time. So there is nothing to be said about, oh, I can't build a business right now, or this is a bad time. This is the perfect time. And so congratulations to you. Everyone listening and thinking, what did she do? How did she do it? We're going to get into that. Don't worry. We're going to dig into the system, dig deep into the system. And of course, like I told all of you, you have so many other resources. The free book, the other interviews in the description below this video. You can capture a lot. And then the climax of the whole thing is the live workshop, which Kathy was just talking about. Matt, man, tell us a little bit about your success and who you are and how you got to where you are.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, Anik. I also, like Kathy, had been online before. I had my first e-com store not do that great. I was also doing a bunch of different things at the same time. And like, I decided to myself this year, you know what? I really need to reset. I need to try doing something different. So Dan De Silva, you may or may not know him.
Of course I do. He's one of my closest friends, actually.
Nice. Yeah. He recommended your copywriting course. So I'll have to look into that as well. I was just talking to him about that. Anywho. So he recommended the Kibo code and how he's been talking with Steve and Aiden, and I was pretty darn curious myself. Just going through the webinar, I was just blown away how, you know, they have so many different hands and so many different types of online businesses. And I thought to myself, you know, I gotta give that a try. So I did. And like with Kathy, I had a pretty strong week, although she's blown up higher than I am. Like, congrats, Kathy. I had a 25K week.
Wow.
And yeah. That was awesome, man. I remember I was sitting in a bar with my brother, and this was on St. Patty's Day. And like, I accidentally left my ringer on for my phone. I had Shopify on, and oh man, the dings. I was just like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now? And I think like a lot of you were probably seeing that at St. Patty's Day or just a little after that. Like, that's definitely when the boom started. And it's still going, you know, like you've been saying, everybody is in that mentality where let's shop online, and it's going to stay that way for quite a while, even as retail slowly trickles back in. But
so when was St. Patty's Day? When was this? I want to get the date down when you were having your big days. March, sorry. April. And I have no idea when St. Patty's Day is.
It's March 17th.
Yeah.
Okay, so right around the same
time was my first day.
Yeah, it was right around Kathy's time. So again,
hey, nice.
At the cusp of the pandemic. Cool stuff, man. How much? What do you look at right? And where are you right now with the business? Like in sales total since you started with it?
We're just about at 40K. I've had slower growth since then, but I'm kind of training my VA to also do some product research, and I'm trying to move away from that product and get into new products. So
would you say that is the key to making this model work, is the product research and finding products?
Oh yeah, man. I'm blown away by the process, you know. I think I can talk about it, like using Google Trends and
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, great.
Aiden's not here, so we can talk about anything. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm just blown away by their process of how they did it. It's completely different than the last course I took, and I find that it was incredibly helpful to finding good products, and I'm just rolling with it now.
Cool. That's awesome. And something that the three of you don't know yet, but I think for anyone who's listening to this, if you had well heard my episode with Aiden, I'm taking up the challenge. So right now as we're talking, I am launching the store, and on the workshop live, good or bad, I'm going to show you guys what I did in the first day or two of sales. So I already done this challenge in January and we killed it. It was awesome. And then, you know, Feb hit and I got distracted, shiny object syndromes. And what happened is my product was selling so well, the person who was handling my distribution or my shipping, they said, oh, can you please wait a week? We're out of, you know, stock. I had to turn my ads off. And then literally was right on time. This whole thing started with the pandemic and I got distracted and my business and learn and everything got crazy. And then I just never went back to it because, you know, I'm busy with life. And now I'm going to go back and I want to show people that even at the peak of this crazy time, we can do this. So I'm going to be taking the challenge. I'm going to get a Kibo store up. So let's see how that goes. But if you're listening and you're watching, you want to see the results, you got to sign up for the workshop and be there because I'm going to do a live unveiling. Adam, my friend, tell us your story.
Hey, Anik, nice. Thanks for having me on. And that's awesome. That's a great challenge to take on. So, my background, I'm a mechanical engineer. I've been in the solar industry for over 20 years, helping solar companies grow, doing, you know, A to Z. And the end of 2018, I hopped off in a full-time, you know, mechanical engineering career into what started as a consulting business for solar companies. And that led to me running a lead generation agency, which led to me developing a marketing system that I call the RDT R4 Impact Growth System. And so I've been helping companies do lead generation and grow eco companies. And I think it was a late night working on, you know, one of my clients' pages and funnels and stuff, and I ran across Steve's, you know, a little heart-to-heart video that Steve recorded, you know, that was just talking about more time freedom. And I knew that e-commerce was something that, you know, it's closer to the sale, right? And so I moved in that direction, you know, kind of said, all right, they're like providing this system that I just got to follow the system. And so I followed it to a T, and let's see, I mean, it took me about a month of launching and research, you know, just launching products, and then, you know, going through the Kibo forum, which has been a huge, you know, it's a great resource for everyone. I mean, Steve, just the value that I've gotten out of Kibo is now filtered into my other business as well, quite a lot. And so, you know, just going through there, like reading through the stories, it's like, you know, what I found was the key is just finding and listing products, right? Those are really what make you money. Finding, listing the products, and the ads, the way that the Kibo code is, you know, it takes 2 minutes to set up an ad for a product. And so once I got to that, I'm like, okay, I just got to launch a product every single day, you know. And when I started doing that, you know, I guess it was March 28th, I heard that cha-ching for the first time, which is a great sound. And then that product didn't really take off. I ended up turning that off, but then, you know, I found a real winner product. So April 2nd, I got my first sale. April 4th, I had a $200. You know, April 3rd was a $100 day, and then it was a $200 day. I had a $1,000 day on the 14th.
Wow.
And, you know, finished April with like 823 orders and $23,729 in sales.
Wow.
All operating this on the side by myself, which was kind of crazy. So I, you know, ended up, you know, connecting a fulfillment app again through the forum. I found that app. And so I think our total right now is up to like $31,620 in sales, or in revenue, which is, you know, all through the pandemic, like you said. So
it's incredible. First of all, I want to really congratulate all three of you. It's so cool to hear the stories, to see the timeline. You know, everyone would think that I almost hand selected you specifically for this. And that's why I started with saying, I don't know their stories. Mm-hmm. And I wanted genuine stories that took place during this time. This is incredible. And building it during this economy, I hope everyone listening is getting inspired. I always say that the last 2 months at the end of every episode, I've said, no matter what's going on, no matter the pandemic, no matter the lockdown, your dreams are your dreams. Go out there and fight for them and make them happen. And you three are seriously exemplifying that. So congratulations to all three of you. Well, I want to talk about the Kibo process, and I want to talk about just this e-com process, the new economy, right, that we talk about in the book that everyone can read now. I did the interview with Aiden last week, and we went over the four steps, very high level. And I want to repeat them here in case, again, if you have not watched the Aiden interview, you got to go back and watch it, right? It's almost like pause now, go watch that, come back and finish this. And step one, Aiden says, got to get your store up. And as soon as he said that, I was like, you know, I can hear people going, store, tech, technology, coding, design, run out the back door. Like, people would be shocked. I've done over $250 million in sales online. I've been doing this for 17 years. And if you put a gun to my head right now, I cannot get a web page online. I do not know how to actually get a web page on the internet. So my question to you, and I'll start with you, Kathy. You know, your physical therapist, I believe, right? Did I get that right? Yeah, you don't come, that's not a technical background. I mean, Adam, he's a mechanical engineer, so we're going to avoid him. He may have a bit of a technical background, but Kathy, getting the store up.
Yeah.
How was that process? Was it hard? Did it take you a bunch of time? How'd you do it?
It was fairly easy to get it up. Their videos are so great. They really go step by step, every single thing that you need to do. So what I did is I'd watch the video, I'd pause it, I'd go do my thing on my site, and then I'd watch the video, pause it, go do my thing, watch the video. So like every step of the way, I only did a small portion and then I went back, and that was my style and it worked really well. And then, you know, I missed a step. But the videos are there. So once you figure out that you missed a step, you just go back, watch the video, fix it, you know, no problems at all. Even when
how long did it take you to get your store up?
I mean, probably an hour.
I mean, wow.
You just watch the video and your store's up. Because Kibo gives you the template that you need. So then you just have to put all the pieces together. Now, getting the products and all of that stuff, I leave that a little bit separate because that was a little bit more time consuming. But just literally having a Shopify store that was mine, watching the hour video, I was probably done with it, you know, in an hour. I mean, it was so fast. I mean, they teach it to you so that anybody could do it.
Yeah. And they give you, you said they give a template, right? So they give you something that plugs right into Shopify and it's just an up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of like the payment processing and everything is fully integrated through Shopify. So it's not something that you're messing around with. Matt, was your experience similar getting your store up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've set up Shopify before, or like I had my own store before this, but it was so simple. Exactly as Kathy mentioned. Even better, like literally just come up with what you want to name your store, get the domain, give it to Shopify.
What about design?
Pass off.
Is the design part handled as well? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any design you have to do?
Well, I mean, it's this simple, really. I just came up with the logo, like I'm sure the other two did. And I just plugged that in, and I kind of made that my color scheme. But the Kibo Code theme, I just
did the rest. Kept it. So it's just logo color selection.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
And then where do you go for the logo? I'm not a designer. Is it something you got to find?
Here's the thing. I honestly cannot remember what the website was, but it was a free resource.
Free resource.
Yeah, of course you could go on Fiverr and have somebody.
No, free is better, my friend. We'll take the free. So there's a free resource.
You're damn right.
All right. There are actually some great sites, by the way. If you're listening and you want to do that, go to Google, type in free logo design. I've actually seen some really good ones out there. Adam, what did you do for your logo?
I use the Kibo system. I just use the little logo maker. You know, I know that you can get fancy, but
So great. So they have a logo maker as well. Okay. So we've addressed this issue. I ask you guys, but like I said, in January, I did it. And I remember, so the background for anyone who hasn't listened to the Aiden interview was I was on an interview with Steve back then. And we were talking about this when Kibo was first coming out. Now, if you want to watch that interview too, that was my original introduction to the strategy. And you can see we got really deep into it for an hour. That link is also in the description below. I told you I'm going to immerse you this month with tons of amazing content on how to conquer this e-com world. This whole month, we're going to talk about the new economy at Learn. So the interview with Steve, at the end of the interview, I was so moved. I'm like, wait, is this really like, holy moly? I messaged Aiden minutes after the interview was over. I said, I want to build my own store. The problem was we had the webinar coming up only days later. So I had only the weekend to build it. And my store was up in like two and a half hours max. And that was because Kathy's probably way faster than me. I don't follow instructions well. So Kathy was very strategic. Watch the video, do the action, watch the video. I don't. I try to skip ahead steps, break things. But still, I got it done in two and a half hours. That's not bad. So really getting the store up, I think anyone can do it from all walks of life. And so that's really important. Step two in the process that Aiden and I talked about was products. Product selection, product testing. So I want to talk a little bit about that. So Kathy, I'll come back to you. What's that? What is the, what does that look like? Like how many products have you tested? Let's start with more specifics. How many products would you say you've tested to date?
Probably 50.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. 50.
I've tested a lot. I'm a quick tester though. Cause they tell you to test quick. So, they tell you the target, and when I reach that target, that adds off, I'm moving on to something else.
So what's a test? How much money, or what are you looking for? What's a successful test versus a bad test?
Yeah. The guide is when you do like the Google ad is to not spend more than 2 times the cost. So, which is a really great guideline, because or else your cost is going to be too high and you're not going to make enough profit on a product. So they tell you what to do. So you don't even have to like problem solve through that. They're like, 2 times, shut it off. So I just watch the ad. I know what it has to get to. No sale, shut it off. So I've been able to get through products pretty quick.
Out of the 50, how many do you think have been winners for you, roughly?
I have 5 products that I sell very well consistently.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. Do you find that with time, you're getting better at picking them up front?
I think so. I still get big losers when I think they should be winners. but I do think that I've gotten better, and I do know a little bit better when something's not going the right way. The clicks aren't there now. I kind of catch that too when the traffic's not the way I want it to be. Yeah. So I'm just learning because, it is just a little bit of problem solving, but I've figured out kind of how to find products now. So I have multiple methods of finding products, and I think that helps having a lot of strategies to look for a product instead of just relying on one thing.
Awesome. Adam, give us a little bit of a journey. What is it? Like you did a product a day you tested. So you're obviously an avid product finder. What are some metrics you're looking for? Some things you're looking for to decide if a product is a good one to put up?
Yeah, and first the disclaimer is, you know, I was doing a product a day, and then this product took off, and I realized I didn't have the foundation of the systems and the support and all of that to, you know, do all the fulfillment. So I stopped doing that product a day type testing. Anyways, I've tested, you know, somewhere between 20 and 30 products, and I'd say we've sold like 5 of them, and 2 of those have been winners. I had a Mother's Day product that sold, actually surpassed the original product that I was selling. Mm-hmm. And then obviously that one's turned down. And so now we're looking at the next trends, right? And I've got, you know, I just went through the VA training through the Kibo code, which really was, again, a systemized, hiring of virtual assistants. And so literally this week I, you know, have 2 VAs that are helping me. And so now we're back up to like 2 to 3 products a day going onto the store.
Oh man. Seems like that's the trick. That's the real key right there. Matt, what about your journey? How many products have you tested? What have you found? Is there a particular secret that you've found in choosing a great product?
Okay. So let me provide some contrast here. Before last course, man, I tested like 50 products, and of those, only 5 of them sold like a unit a week. So now with Kibo code, I got the 5 done for you products. I tested those. There were sales here and there. Cool. Then I threw out that random product, and that's where I really hit it. And now what I've done is I picked 10, just literally just 10. And I'm ruthless by following the code to a T. And I now have 5 of those that are selling consistently every day that I'm going with. And I'm trying to get those from Alibaba onto into a Miami warehouse, by the way. So that's where I'm at with those.
What are you looking crazy. For? Is there something specific that you look for? Like how do I know there's a good product? I know that they provide a resource. There's a whole directory you can log into and look around. But what's and I know that there's software inside of Kibo Code too that'll help you kind of filter through and figure it out. But what's the key thing you're looking for that gives you an aha to even look to even dig deeper?
Yeah, exactly. So it's still like I'm still pretty much just following the code. I'm looking to see if it's trending, trying to make sure that it's not seasonal. Like something that you'd only be using during the winter is only going to be popular during the winter. So I try to aim away from that because, you know, I think all of our goals is to find something evergreen that we can sell day in, day out.
Now, Aiden had said $50 or higher. Is there a particular price bench that you guys like to use? Aiden had said on the interview that $50 or higher should be the price of the product.
Yeah, exactly that. Most of them I have are actually in the low range between 50 to 100. But yeah.
And are you at all like, so Kathy, do you apply emotion to it at all? Like, are there categories you like? Are you like, hey, I want to sell into this niche or that niche? Or are you just hit the data button and go?
I'm probably more of hit the data button and go. Of course, I'm in healthcare, so I wanted to sell healthcare products, but I couldn't really find a winner, so I gave up on that and just took the emotion out of it and said, you know, I just need a product that makes me feel good that I'm selling it, and that was about it.
Wow, awesome. No, it's incredible to see how, I mean, there's so many, how many products are out there? Like when you go into the system and you're searching, do you have to, is there a software or something inside of Kibo Code that you can just tap into? Or are you out on Google looking around for products? Like, yeah, go for it, Matt.
Like we're in a classroom or something.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, a bit of both. So that's what I like to do. They have it now so that there's 100 products you get a day. You can refresh that, keep on looking through those. But I also like to do my research on Google. So yeah, looking through trends, looking through keywords, just really applying the data and finding products that, you know, could be interesting, unique, and help people.
Adam, what are some of your strategies for finding products? Where do you go to look?
Well, so, I mean, I think, you know, there's, you know, the rules of Kibo, you know, the Google shopping rules and everything. But, you know, I think what you want to find in your winner is a high perceived value. and basically you need enough margin in the product, right? And so that's where your higher price points come in. And so, not only do you want it to be popular and something that people can search for, but you also want that high perceived value, and you want to be able to, to purchase the product where you can make a healthy margin, because you're going to have to spend money on ads and, running the store and stuff.
Yeah. That's really cool. So my takeaway for everyone who's watching is you've got to test multiple products. And that's exactly what Aiden had said. That's what Steve had said also in the first interview. And now you've heard it from the source themselves. They are avid testers. They're in the system. They're searching for products. So a lot of people quit and give up. They'll put their first product up, second product up. Oh, did it get any sales? Oh, I lost a little bit of money. And it's like that old concept of digging for gold. You're digging, and you give up. Whereas one more dig and the gold would have been right there. So testing, key. All right, I want to move on. I want to talk about step number three. This is the step that blew my mind when I first talked to Steve and did the first interview. And if you want to see my actual organic reaction, again, watch my interview with Steve. Because we talked about traffic. I'm a big traffic guy. I love traffic. I love Facebook. I love YouTube. I've spent years learning it, mastering it. I've spent millions on it, and it's all complicated. You got to write good ads. You got to pick the right targeting. That's what I've been taught. That's what I've always done. And then comes along Steve and Aiden, and they're like, nope. Copy paste the URL and shove it into Google Shopping and hit go. I'm like, what do you mean? What about targeting? What about this? What about writing the ad? They're like, you don't write anything. You can't write anything. It's not allowed. They just ask you for a URL and you hit go. I'm like, okay. And sure enough, I experienced it. It is true. What are you doing? So Kathy, what are you doing for your traffic? How do you get traffic to you? You got such amazing sales. You're going to break 100 grand soon. How do you get your traffic?
I use the three methods they talk about. So Google Ads is my number one. I love it. That is gives me the most traffic, most sales across
the board. And that's when you say Google Ads, you're talking about Google Shopping.
Google Shopping ads, okay. Yes. Yes, to clarify. And yes, it is as easy as click, click, click. I can make an ad in like 1 minute now. It's so easy. Maybe not a minute, but pretty awesome. Close. I also use the Microsoft ads as well. So when I have a winner on Google, I put that winner on Microsoft ads as well. So I go there, and I also do Facebook advertising on my winners.
Ah, okay. So you wait to do the face. See, everyone else talks about Facebook first, and it's like you wait to test with the easy stuff. Once it's working really well, then you move it over to scale it. That's smart. And I like that. And with e-com, I think everybody just always talks about Facebook. And so really cool. You focus on those three strategies. And Matt, tell me something. What about traffic costs? People are always scared. New entrepreneurs that are getting into this world, and you tell them pay for traffic. They go, oh my God, but I'll go bankrupt. I don't have any money. Like, what are you paying per click on these types of ads?
Oh man, some of them are dirt cheap. Like 3 cents, 13 cents. It is, Google ads are amazing. I can't stress that enough as somebody who spent a lot of time using Facebook ads and failing. All my traffic has been through Google so far. I find Microsoft, to be transparent and honest, a little slow. But then again, I'm sure there's somebody in our group that's absolutely killing it with Microsoft ads. And I want to get back into Facebook. But yeah, it is super cheap. That's a big takeaway.
So, and what about, Adam, what about conversions? So super cheap traffic. I want everyone who's listening right now to understand, come on, 5, 10, 20 bucks, 30 bucks you can't spare to get a business up and running, then don't show up for the workshop. Do not read this book. Do not collect $200 at the go, because it's just not worth it if you can't put at least that much in. So Adam, what kind of conversions are you expecting to see from click to a sale on your page?
Our overall conversion rate is 6.18%, which to me is incredible, right?
Yeah. 6% of people. Matt, what about you? What are you sitting at?
Sorry, I'm just blown away by that.
yeah, I could see you almost fell off your chair.
Yeah, can you share that with me? lately, it hasn't been so good, but in that big period, it was like 4 to 5%. Sadly, mine's dropped off to about like 1.25. And once I have a bit more time, I'm really going to need to figure out why that is, because 2% is like an average conversion rate.
Yeah.
So okay. Not as Kathy? Good, but previously. So
yeah. Kathy, what about you?
Mine's not as much. Now, when I was killing it, it was pretty high, but I'm probably sitting around 2% conversion on my store.
Yeah. So it's funny because I listen to you guys. You're like, oh man, I'm only 2%. But across the board, if you look at other e-com stores, they're way below that. And the key here is because, again, people that are coming to your site. So Matt, going back to your idea of like how low the traffic cost is, one of the things that I want everyone listening to take away is that person searched for your product. Like they were very specific. 100%. The product I was selling was a 3D printer. And So that means they went to Google and they searched 3D printer, buy 3D printer, best 3D printer, 3D printer review. That's a what we call a buyer keyword. And then still they paid, you pay like 10, 20, 30, 40 cents a click. Like for a buyer keyword click, it's incredible the kind of traffic, you're right, that Google can send. And now Google's been sending free traffic, which is its own funny, crazy business that they're sending all this free traffic to. Yeah, if you're exactly. Just listed in the system, they'll send you traffic. Pretty powerful stuff. So Matt, mostly you're using Google Shopping. Adam, what about you? You're mostly using Google Shopping as well?
Yeah, and I mean, you're coming from a Facebook ads expert, you know. And so, you know, where I'm at right now is, you know, we ran into inventory issues. I've got, you know, 500 units of my product that are hopefully going to be in an LA warehouse on Monday or Tuesday. We'll go back to, you know, selling that one. I've been focused on like, look, all right, we're in this little systems. And, you know, I personally think that, so I've also went and launched a second store, which is our ego store, because it's really where my passion is driving into there. And again, it'll be an eco general store where we can test different things. So, but yeah, Google traffic has been amazing.
And powerful. Yeah. What about suppliers? Are you having any issues? I should have asked about this way earlier, but that's one big issue. So here's what happened. I messaged Aiden. I said, man, we sent a lot of learned students over. I was nervous when the whole pandemic started. I thought, how are they going to do their e-com businesses now? Because I thought, you know, China and just all of the mess. Have you dealt with that? Have there been any major issues or how are you sourcing your products right now? So I'll start with, Kathy, I'll start with you.
I didn't want to just jump in. I think the key is that you have to have multiple places to go to for your source, like if you can't supply it yourself. And definitely international shipping is a nightmare right now, and I don't recommend it for anybody who doesn't have patience. My goal is to look for U.S. warehoused products, because people in America, they just want their products in 2 days. Amazon spoiled everybody with 2-day shipping. Everybody wants it fast. So, I learned through the process, of course, that, you know, when people have to wait a long time for a product, you get a lot of emails. So my recommendation, of course, is U.S. suppliers and having multiple places that you can go to find your product in case somebody runs out, you need another person to get it from.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of have three choices, at least two choices for every product where if one is out, I have another to buy from.
Yeah, powerful. Amazing stuff. So here's the deal. There are solutions around all of it. That's why they're getting sales every day right now. And the supply chain might be a little bit complicated, but it isn't completely shut down. You just need to evolve the way you source and what products you source. So I want to take a break real quick before we move into step four, because I'm going to ask them what their plans are for scaling this, which is what really step four is about. And I want to invite everybody right now to grab your copy of this book called The New Economy, How to Build a Five-Figure a Day Business Right Now by Deploying E-com, which is blowing up, 80% increase in e-com since this whole crazy pandemic started. You can get in on the fun. And you know what? I had Kathy, Matt, and Adam here specifically to prove to you that during this time you can do it. Their URL on the screen. Make sure you are registered, seats saved for the workshop. Read this book beforehand. Grab it to digital download. You can have it right now. And be there live for the workshop. I'm going to reveal my store on the workshop as well. Like literally, I'm going to reveal what I built. And I hope it does well because I'm going to reveal it to you on the spot. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Aiden and Steve, who are going to show you the exact same presentation that changed the lives of Kathy, Adam, and Matt as well. And we'll show you exactly how to get started in this business. So make sure you are saved. Save your seat. The URL is right there. And be there. Be excited. Be ready to go. Be there early even so that you can, your seat is definitely saved. All right. Step four is all about automation, automate the business, you know, get yourself your VA virtual assistant and scale it. I'm going to jump ahead. I want to know about your scaling plans. So Kathy, I'll start with you again. What's next? How are you going to get this? How are you going to scale this thing up? What are you doing?
So I actually joined the next program that, so you do Kibo and then you can jump up to the next program. So I actually joined that. So that's there where I have all the people I need to help me to scale it. So I love the Shopify. So I want to be able to do more Shopify stores. And I also want to do an Amazon store as well. So right now I'm trying to figure out how to get the products I'm selling on my Shopify store at purchase in bulk to get to the Amazon. That's just the little time that it takes. Amazon takes a little bit more time, I've learned. So that's kind of my goal. I want to scale it so that this is my full-time gig and I'm making all my money off of this. And if I want to be a physical therapist, I can. If I don't, I don't have to worry about it. So I plan to grow big and have huge income and revenue from this.
It's awesome. More stores, diversify, more locations for those stores. Adam, what is your plan?
So, I mean, you heard part of my plan, right? It's like getting my own inventory, which is going to allow us to get into some of our products. Like I said, I've launched an eco store. And, you know, I kind of have this mind that, you know, one of the things that we're missing as humans is this like end-to-end carbon footprint of a product. And so I, you know, part of my plan is to, okay, even if the product, you know, we launch it as a general state, like how can we make it eco and put it into the eco store and, you know, drive some products through there. And then obviously I think Amazon is another place to look at, you know, other traffic sources. And then I think Facebook is a, you know, is really a scaling opportunity because now you're not just catching, you know, you're not just getting the buyers, but you're, you know, you have this kind of unique selling point of your product that you can bring across in Facebook ads. Now you can catch people and that's again, more buyers you can bring in. So
yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Matt, what about you? How are you going to scale this thing?
Alrighty. So actually funny story. My strategy is very similar to Kathy's because I would love to get, you know, on that freedom lifestyle, baby. But to actually talk about the scaling part of it, I'm just going to continue to test products. I kind of have an idea of which ones I'd like to further get into the States and then eventually supply those to Amazon because Amazon still has a massive share of the e-commerce space. Not all of it, but you know, so that's one. Obviously, making more money, I can throw that budget at Google and I could try other means of advertising, like Snapchat. You know what I mean? There's so many different avenues you can go.
Basically, you see a lot of potential. Like, I mean, you're just scratching the surface right now with absolutely what's possible with this. That's incredible. I do want to ask, you know, a lot of the students are going to join us for this workshop and we're going to teach a lot. There's so much content. Like I said, at Learn, we are devoting this entire month to helping you understand this new economy and building your e-com business. And yes, there is obviously an opportunity for you to join a more hands-on coaching group and a program called Kibo presented at the end of the workshop. We're very transparent about it. So come to the workshop, learn. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But then if you are one of the few that wants to join, can you talk a little bit about generally how has the community been for you? How has the support, the training, just generally like, what difference did it make to you to be a part of that versus you could, I guess you could have done this on your own too, technically. So Kathy, talk about that. You could have done this on your own, but you just chose to join the community. How did that impact you?
I just wanted to have results faster. I didn't want to waste my time making mistakes, although I made mistakes, but you know, having the community there and people there where you can just kind of bounce some ideas off of or ask quick questions too, because they have the you know, a platform where we can all chat with each other and where I could help other people too. You know, where if they had a error that I had and I already fixed it, I can just quickly tell them and vice versa. So, and you just kind of felt like if you had success, people supported you. And you know, sometimes when you're starting a new project, some people around you aren't as supportive as you need them to be. So having the Kibo code there, you have everybody who's on the same journey and just supporting and your vision and what you're doing. And it's just really great to have that.
That's awesome. So Matt, what about you? What was your experience like dealing with the Kibo community and just, again, saying you could do this on your own. The information is technically out there, I guess, if you put the pieces together.
Sure.
Or, yeah. You know, you're part of this family, this community.
Yeah, exactly. So they go over the top. Like support's made up of veterans in the e-commerce space. A lot of the teachings were in like super great, simple video format. And he's experienced, so they were wonderful and easy to follow. There's a forum. And when I had my successful week, I did a little case study on how I got there, what I did differently, et cetera, et cetera. And I, like with Kathy, chatted with everybody for a good part of it and helped them out with any questions they had. But yeah, it's take the opportunity. It's a great thing, and you can even join accountability groups to make sure that you know you don't lose track. And wow. We still meet every week like we should.
That's awesome. Accountability groups, that can usually be the biggest difference between making it and not making it. It's just having someone to watch and guide you along the way. So powerful. So I want everyone right now, I'm going to give you one last opportunity here. There's a URL on the screen. Go to it. You get a chance to get this book right now. You can download it in the next 10 seconds, start reading it. It goes over the system that all three of them have been talking about in great detail. You've watched this interview. If you haven't yet, there are two more links in the bottom that you can watch right now. There is the interview I did with Aiden, which is super powerful. We go over at a high level how building an e-com business in this economy works. And then there's an interview I had done back in January with Steve that's tremendously powerful, where we go into the system and we talk about how he did over $70,000 in a day using the system. He completely outlines that. And then the biggest thing is we've got the workshop coming up with Aiden and Steve, where we're going to dive deep into the model, how it works, what it is, and how you can emulate and copy the exact system. Now, look, you can watch the training and go off and do it on your own. Or at the end, if you want the coaching and you want to be a part of that family, the community, and have access to everything that Kathy, Matt, and Adam have had, you'll have that option at the end. There's nothing hidden, all right? We will share it all with you. You could choose to do it on your own, or you can choose to be a part of a community. But the point is, this month is devoted to learning how to build your e-com business, because that is where the world is going. You got to get your e-com business up. So before we close up here, everybody, make sure your seats are saved. Make sure you're pumped, excited, you show up live. Everybody who shows up and stays till the very end, Aiden and Steve have created a special report for you where they've hand-selected 10 products that have done really well for them that they're going to give that report to everybody for free. So you'll be able to see 10 examples of brilliant products that'll start to show you exactly what type of products you should be selling and that the system can work on. So before we wrap up, first of all, thank you very much to all three of you for being here. Kathy, I'm going to turn to you and just say, what's one piece of advice you'd give to an entrepreneur right now that is at this moment, there's this crazy economy going on, crazy world going on, there's coronavirus, pandemic, and they want to build a business. What would you say to them?
I would probably say to pick a business that you want to do, hopefully this one, and give it 100%. Don't go less, because you won't succeed. Give it 100%. If you give more than 100%, give more than 100%. But if you don't go all in, if you don't watch every single video, if you don't listen to every single word that these people are telling you, you might not get the success that you're looking for. Go all in. That's my
advice. All right, Adam, what is one advice that you would give to the students right now, entrepreneurs right now, who are trying to get their business up, and maybe they're a little anxious about trying to do it right now during this crazy time?
I think the best advice I could give anybody is believe in your ability to figure it out. You know, you just got to believe in that ability, and you will figure a way. You know, I've had to pivot my own business, and you know, e-com is one of the ways that I've pivoted into e-commerce.
It's awesome. All right. Like that advice. Matt, what about you?
I say just go for it. Go for it. This is the time. People are saying this is a Christmas-like boom of shopping, mm-hmm. and take advantage of that. Learn how to do this. Set yourself up. And hey, who knows, maybe a year from now, you'll quit your job, you'll get like your dream car or whatever. Go for it.
Yeah, when we did the interview with Aiden, we found amazing data. The e-com world right now is at the level of Black Friday. But here's the crazy thing. Black Friday goes like this and goes back down. It's just a teeny period of time. E-com right now is stabilized at the volume that a Black Friday would be at. It's just there. And it's staying there, and it's not going away. So this is your chance to tap into this. Everyone who knows me knows one thing. I'm all about digital publishing. That's what I've been for 17 years. I love e-com. I don't do e-com myself. I have tons of my friends around me that do e-com, make millions with e-com. But I've always been like, oh, I love digital publishing. I love digital publishing. But I'm an entrepreneur and a businessman first. And I'm now saying, I got to get in on this because this is too big of an opportunity. It's not too late. It's the right time. This is the perfect time to build an e-com business. I'm building one. You get to see it. I will share it with you. I will share my results with you. I'll share my store with you. I'll share my URL with you, but on the live workshop when you show up, along with all the other amazing things we're going to give you. So the URL is on the screen. Make sure your seats are saved. Times are marked on your calendar. Be there or be square. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this opportunity. The rest of this month, we're going to continue to have amazing training all about how to get your e-com business up and running. Kathy, Matt, Adam, seriously, a salute to the three of you. Keep crushing it. Thank you so much for being here, for being a part of our Fighting Entrepreneur community and inspiring all of us entrepreneurs with your massive action during a troubling time. That's what I love the most about your stories. The numbers are great. The dollars are awesome, but it's the timing of it that you still did it. Seriously, hats off to you. So thank you very much. And for the rest of you, what do I always say? When life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. This is a pandemic. This is a lockdown. This is a crazy time. Who cares? Go out there and fight for your dreams. Make them come true. You have no excuse, especially now that we got Kathy, Matt, and Adam on this podcast. You have zero excuse. Get over to that URL. I'll see you on the live workshop. And remember, head over to onicpodcast.com. Leave us a great review on iTunes. I pick random winners every week to win cool stuff if you leave me a great review. And if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. Bell icon. Thumbs up icon. Comment below. Send out some shout outs to Kathy, to Matt, Adam. Say thank you to them. They took time away from their lives, their family, their business to be here with you. So thank you very much, everybody. This is the Fighting Entrepreneur himself signing off. Until next time, keep fighting for your dreams.
Thanks for listening to the Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.